It was January 3rd. The stock market was looking for fresh direction. We hoped it wasn't going to be like 2018, but along came the CEO of the Dallas Fed, Rob Kaplan, with an interview that said, look, let's go slow here. Let's wait a little while. Let's not rush into anything. And it seemed to be exactly what the stock market wanted to hear. So official thanks to Rob Kaplan, who joins us right now. It's good to have you with us.
Good to be here. And I must comment, I'd be remiss in saying, I didn't do it to please the stock market. I did it because I was concerned about some of the uncertainties facing the economy and felt it was important for the U.S. economy that we exercise some patience in here for some period of time. And that's why I made those comments.
Uncertainty. I mean, bull markets climb a wall of uncertainty, but I've never seen quite so much uncertainty as we had, particularly at that point coming into the new year. China, I guess, was chief among them.
Yeah, so there's three things that I've noted that I'm particularly concerned about. First, global growth decelerating. China is probably at the head of the pack, but European growth is somewhat slower. You may have seen German growth has been disappointing. And people may say in the United States, so why does that matter to us? And the reality is it's unusual. If global growth slows, we're not going to be immune to it in the United States. We're a very globally integrated economy. 45% of S&P 500 companies, 45% of their revenue comes from outside the United States. We still have meaningful exports, state of Texas in particular. And so if global growth slows, it affects us. So that's number one issue. Number two issue is economically sensitive industries have shown sign of weakness. Housing, and you may notice from some of the warnings we've gotten from various companies, they're just warning on the outlook. Airlines most recently. And then the third issue that I was concerned about in December, and it's ameliorating a little bit, is credit spreads have widened out substantially since early October. And I watch that very carefully because if credit conditions are tighter and credit flows are more difficult, that ultimately is going to translate into slower growth if it persists. And so those are the three big issues that I'm concerned about. And then there's a whole range of other issues that are fit into each of trade tensions, the government shutdown, a number of other uncertainties that are unusual that we've got so many of them right now.
One of the things, and I put this in terms of the market because that's what it's so easy for us to watch. One of the things the market really didn't seem to care about was the government shutdown. Now, Tuesday morning, J.P. Morgan comes out with earnings, and during the conference call, J.B. Dimon says, you know, suddenly we're worried about it. We think we could show zero growth if this thing goes on for a while. We've seen credible arguments suggesting that maybe we'll lose as much as a tenth of a percent in GDP every week that this continues. This may be moving to the front burner.
Well, it adds to the list, and yet we know one thing for sure. Whatever your estimate of the impact, it's negative. There's no assertion that it could be anything other than negative. And you've got 800,000 workers that are not getting a paycheck or not spending. Restaurants are lower. TSA workers are calling in sick. It's causing economics to grind, and the consumer is one bright spot in this economy. Even though December Christmas sales maybe weren't quite as good as people had hoped for, the consumer's in pretty good shape. I'm more worried about corporate spending, corporate CapEx, et cetera, corporate margin erosion. But this kind of shutdown affects some segment of consumers, means they're going to spend less.
And maybe we end up where we began, which was your call during one of the first few days of the new year, to sit back and be calm for a couple of quarters and watch. So I'm guessing you stand by that advice.
I do. And we had a good analogy for this, which is not that long ago. In 2016, people may not remember, but we started the year with the expectation that the Fed was going to hike rates a number of times. We had at that time slowdown in China, market turmoil in China, credit spreads tightening, financial conditions tightening globally. And we started to get worried that if that persists, we're going to have a slowdown. And you notice the Fed slowed down, became more patient. We ultimately did raise rates that year, but not until later in the year. And so that's one analogy. I just think, I don't know how this is going to unfold. I really don't. But I think I'd like to give time for it to play out.
It is a mystery, as they say. Rob Kaplan is the CEO of the Federal Reserve Bank of Dallas. Always good to have you with us, sir.
Good to be here. Thanks.
I'm David Johnson. News Radio 1080 KRLD.